The kingdom was undergoing a great recession, and many citizens had lost their jobs and homes. The people in the kingdom were becoming very skinny, except for the nobles and kings who were living in the citadel. The citizens became irritable when they heard that the king had been throwing luxurious parties every weekend. The citizens requested to have a meeting with the king to ask him for help. However, the king did not show up to their meeting, and the ostensible reason for his absence was illness. This was a lie. The king had thrown another party that night. When the people heard this news, they were enraged. They attacked the palace and entered the room where the king was. The plum king apologized and promised that he would help the economy promptly. Since the people trusted his apologetic mien, they decided to step back for this time. However, he was feigning his apologetic expression and was never sorry for what he had done. He stigmatized those poor people and said it was a waste of time to listen to those lunatics. Then the people realized that he had no tepid interest in their lives, but only cared about his own luxurious life. The citizens armed themselves and went inside of the palace again by impaling the gate. They demanded the king to resign from his seat. With a sullen glare, they told him that a king who does not care about his citizens is tantamount to a father who abandons his child. After that, they ostracized the king and nobles, stating that they had too many shortcomings to rule a nation.